Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today.
Hello, friend, and welcome to Hope for Today. I'm J. Mark Horst, your friend and Bible teacher. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope, an international gospel radio and literature ministry. Each week, the Bible teaching broadcasts of Heralds of Hope circle the globe in English and 21 other major languages, and thousands tune in each week to hear these broadcasts, like this listener from Kenya, who listens to our programs in his native language, Swahili. He writes, "Hello and praise God. I trust that God's grace has preserved you. Allow me to say that God has been good to us and has kept us well as a family. We always thank God for you, more so for praying with us, even though we have never met. I would like to testify of the grace of God upon our family. I had requested you to pray with us concerning a plot of land we wanted to sell. God gave us a good buyer at the price we were trusting him for. We also wanted to finish building our house on a plot God had given us, and above everything else, we were also trusting God for a baby. If you remember, you prayed for us, and now we are expecting a godly seed. Thank God with us." Praise God. He answers prayer. Maybe you're listening today, and you have a need you'd like us to pray about. Our staff would be happy to do that for you. Just send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. I'll give you that contact information again at the close of our program. If you're tuning in for the first time today, we're currently being led through the Gospel of John by the teaching of the late Dr. J. Otis Yoder. He was the founder, first president, and the Bible teacher for Hope for Today. He went home to be with the Lord in the year 2003. But his method of teaching the Bible was such that it never goes out of date. And so we are rebroadcasting his teaching from John's Gospel. We're confident that if you tune in each week, you will be blessed by the clear, simple presentation of biblical truth. Now, in just a few moments, Dr. Yoder will come to share his teaching, How to Conquer Fear. But before he does that, let's pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we come to you in the precious name of Jesus. It is alone through him we have access into your holy presence. His blood, shed on the cross at Calvary, is the only sacrifice that is acceptable to wash away our sin. And now, Father, as Dr. Yoder comes to teach us from the Word, open our hearts to receive your truth. Help us to learn how to confront fear in our lives and how to conquer it. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Medical doctors tell us we are born with fear. It is a basic human emotion. We all come into the world with it. We do not need to develop fear. We already possess it at the moment of birth. Our emotion of fear takes various shapes as we grow and are conditioned by where we live and by the fears of our parents or those around us. My mother was afraid of thunderstorms because as a girl she was in a house that had been struck by lightning. She implanted fear in all of us. I well remember as a boy how distressed she was whenever a thunderstorm came up. Is there any help for inborn fears or fears we develop? Oh, yes, there is help. Fear can be conquered. It can be overcome. If we take the right course, there is a way to overcome fear. I want to talk with you about that right now. Let's look at our scripture text, John 6:15-21. Therefore, when Jesus perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he went again into a mountain alone. And when evening was come, his disciples went down to the sea and entered into a ship, and went over the sea toward Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. And the sea arose because of a great wind that blew. So when they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and drawing near to the ship. And they were afraid. But he said to them, "It is I, do not be afraid." Then they willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land where they were going. How to conquer fear. As we see the disciples in this experience, we should draw three conclusions as to how fear can be conquered. Number one, the need for meditation. Jesus was able to test the mood of the crowd around him. He understood what their intentions were. The Bible tells us here that when he perceived, that means knew or understood, that they would come and take him by force, he departed and went into a mountain alone. He needed some time for meditation. This was not the time for his coronation, not the time to crown him king. He understood that. The crowds did not understand. In order to avoid the wrong timing, he withdrew for meditation. He went into a mountain by himself for a time of reflection. I am sure Jesus knew then, as he knows now, that someday he will be king, King of kings and Lord of lords. In fact, he is that now, but he has not yet exercised himself fully in that way. He understood that there is a necessity of withdrawing for meditation and fellowship with God. So one conclusion we draw from this experience is the need for meditation in our confrontation with fear. The second conclusion is the fact of frustration. I want you to see these disciples. The Sea of Galilee is a freshwater lake in the northern part of the Holy Land. It has been very famous through the years. It supplies the people of the countryside with some very fine fish. The disciples and Jesus crisscrossed the lake during Jesus' ministry in different ways. In this experience, they went down to the sea as the evening drew on and took a boat for Capernaum. They may have taken one of the disciples' boats. Andrew and Peter and James and John were fishermen along the shores of the Sea of Galilee before Jesus called them. They understood the ways of the sea, but in this particular case, as it became dark, a storm arose. Most likely, this wasn't the first storm the disciples had experienced on the Sea of Galilee, but now it was dark and stormy. They were trying to go to the village of Capernaum, but they made very little progress. They rowed 25 or 30 furlongs, which in our modern measurement would be about 1,700 meters, or a kilometer and a half or so. They were trying to get to their destination, but with very little progress. Now get this picture together. It is dark. There's a storm at sea. They're making very little progress, and they see Jesus walking on the water, drawing near unto the ship. Don't you understand what kind of frustration that must have been? What kind of fear struck their hearts? At sea, one has very little that he can do except to try to keep afloat. Well, they wanted to go to Capernaum, but they weren't making much progress. And here came Jesus walking on the sea. Let me note, to conquer fear, he understood the necessity to withdraw from meditation, and the disciples faced the fact of frustration. There's a third conclusion we draw from this experience on how to overcome fear. It is the call for identification. Not knowing who he was created fear in the hearts of the disciples. The Bible records these words, "And they were afraid," because they did not know him. That's the reason they were afraid. His voice calmed their fears as he called out to them above the noise of the storm, "It is I, be not afraid." the voice of Jesus calmed the fears of the disciples. It was still dark and windy. Jesus was there, and his voice made all the difference in the world. When they knew him, they willingly received him into their boat, and immediately they were at the land to which they went. The presence of Jesus erased their fears. Fear can be conquered for you, even though you are alone, struggling against great difficulty. You may think you are alone, but be assured Jesus is near, ready to relieve you and your fear as he did the disciples. The secret is this: hear his voice and take him into your boat, as it were. What a beautiful lesson we can learn from the experience of the disciples. Jesus had withdrawn for meditation, but he had not forgotten the disciples. When they were so seriously frustrated because of the difficulty they were in, Jesus made himself known to them and relieved all their fears, and they came quickly to the point of their destination. I want to point out to you, my friend, fear can be conquered if you respond to Jesus in this same way. His presence relieves fear.
Thank you, Dr. Yoder, for teaching us from this portion of Holy Scripture. My friend, do you have fears? Do you have fears about the future? Or fears about your health? Fears that your family or friends will reject you if they find out that you are a Christ follower? If you have those fears, then listen to these words from 1 Peter chapter 5 and verses 6 through 9. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that, at the proper time, he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in the faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. My friend, you can throw your cares, your fears, your anxieties on your Heavenly Father. Why? Because he cares for you. Don't let the devil, our adversary, control you with fear. Resist him in the name of Jesus. Now, were you blessed by this teaching by Dr. Yoder? If so, you can request an audio CD or a printed copy of this complete teaching. Just request it by its title, How to Conquer Fear. The quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That's mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or you may write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, How to Conquer Fear. We'd be happy to send one to you. Here's that contact information again. Our email address, mail@heraldsofhope.org. Our mailing address, Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And don't forget, our Bible teaching programs are available to you all the time and anytime at the website twr360.org. Now, friend, I urge you to tune in next week as we continue our study in John's Gospel. And until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.